And Chappers made a revenge call earlier, and I'm in two minds whether to play it or not.
Why?
Because it's Bobbins.
It's not Bobbins.
It's the worst acting ever. And you've already done some quite bad acting, but this is...
You've surpassed
yourself.
Loving new
depth. Absolutely. So we'll decide whether to play it. We'll have a vote in the studio. No more trouble in my life. Hands up who thinks we should play it. No more tears over you to cry. No more break. Lots of people wanting to know the latest on the girl we spoke to yesterday. Her name was Lucy, do you remember her? And she lives with her housemate who's just got a brand new boyfriend. And there's a lot of loud noise coming from next door, keeping her awake at night. A lot of people want to know what happened next. It's like a new soap opera. We had a chat with Lucy earlier on today before the show.
Hiya.
Now, we spoke to you yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Well, basically, my friend's just got a new boyfriend, and she's in the room next door to me, where we're living, and it's just got a bit ridiculous now because they're so loud, and it's just I haven't been able to sleep.
So there's loud a hugging and loud a kissing going on every night right next door?
Yeah, every night, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's early stages of the relationship. That'll die down.
Well, it hasn't yet.
Now, we told you to download these noises yesterday, Joe and Comedy Dave on a roller coaster, didn't we? If you play that to them, surely they'll realise they're being loud and stop.
I tried last night, but they're too loud, my speakers aren't big enough, and they're just still taking over.
How loud are they?
Ridiculously loud, and last night she was resembling a cow, which wasn't too good.
A cow?
A cow.
Yeah.
When you say resembling a cow, what do you mean?
What, the noise?
Yeah, the noise.
Right, like she was mooing?
Yeah.
Got some sound effects here. Do you mean like this? Yes?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or was it more like this? Like that, yeah?
Yeah, it's more like that.
just from them hugging and kissing loudly, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but it's ridiculously loud, so yeah.
Some people on the text are saying that you're just jealous.
How am I jealous? I'm just fed up of it now. It's got ridiculous.
You sure you're not a little bit jealous? Cause
no, not at
you
all.
You haven't got a boyfriend?
Not at all, no.
It's a bit harsh, though.
That's what they're saying on the text. Scott Mills. Kaiser Chiefs on Radio 1 with Scott Mills. I'm really confused.
Why?
How does she make a cow noise?
Have you ever
been hugging and kissing somebody and they made a noise like a cow?
Never.
Oh, that's never happened
never,
to me.
Never, ever, ever.
What about wee like a pig?
No, that's never happened either.
Can you tell I've found some of Sarah Cox's sound effects?
As I say, you've just taken me back 6 years.
What about this?
What is that?
It's a guinea pig. I thought it was like some sci-fi thing. Apparently that's the noise they make.
What, when being hugged?
Yeah. No?
What is that? That's Do I have to guess each animal here?
That's an owl.
That was not an owl.
It says
sounds
owl.
Like Jimmy Savile.
Does that ever happen when you've been hugging and kissing?
That last one, yes. Yeah.
What about this one? No?
No comment.
Thinking about it, I'm disgusted with myself. I can't believe I lumped in Hollyoaks and Holby City in the same league as this call we're about to play. Radio 1. They're far superior. Right, so the idea is this. Lucy's housemate is making a lot of noise at the moment next door. The walls are wafer thin. And last night, there was kind of a cow noise that she made. She's got a new boyfriend, and when there's a lot of hugging and kissing going on next door, you can't sleep, can you? So we decided to try and get some revenge on this girl to try and make them stop tonight. And this is it. What more can I say? Just have a listen. That's it.
Hello?
Hello. I wonder if you could help me. My name is Joost. I'm calling from Neighbourhood Watch.
Right.
I just need to check that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Why is this?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine.
We've just had some reports of some strange screams.
Screams?
Yeah, some screams.
What kind of screams?
They're kind of like blood-curdling screams coming from your hiss.
I really don't know what you're on about. I'm sorry. I think you've got the wrong number.
No. A lot of the neighbours have heard them. Have you not?
No, I really don't know what you're on about.
Because my name is Eust. I'm in charge of Neighbourhood Watch. One of the neighbours thinks you might be sacrificing animals in there.
Sacrificing animals?
Yes, yeah, sacrificing.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sacrificing animals, yeah.
But I'm a vegetarian. I'm against moral principles.
I have to point out that here in the UK it is actually illegal. Do you have any cows?
Cows. No, I don't have any cows.
Okay, because it's a very loud noise.
I really don't know where these noises are coming from.
I tell you what, if it helps, I'll get my wife to demonstrate the noise.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, demonstrate the noise. It sounds a bit like that. That ring any bells?
No. I'm sorry, but you're really starting to me off now.
But that's the noise that people are complaining about.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're on about. What happens in my house is my own private business.
Not if you're slaughtering animals.
All right, keep listening. There is some more music coming up from Beyonce and Paolo Nutini. I'm sorry about that. Right, can you just talk me through what was going through your head there when you decided to do that accent?
Just decided to do...
What was it?
Well, it's obvious. You don't need me to tell you what it is.
Australian?
Not Australian.
French. It went French at times.
It did go French very, very occasionally.
What a Kaz. Kez.
You must know what the accent was. Come on, it was obvious. I thought, actually, that accent wasn't bad compared to the German grandmother.
Right. Rich in Durham says, is Chappers French, Scottish or Scouse? I can't decide.
None of them.
What was it?
It was South African.
Oh, of course. And then no obligation.